Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about what is Ash Friendly. Ash Friendly is a community that helps each other in so many different ways and so many different avenues that it's very overwhelming for people to understand. And the main thing that I want to people understand, because this is a very important part of Ash Friendly, is that we allow people to forgive themselves, forgive the people that may have hurt them, or forgive the government or the environment that they're in. It's a powerful thing. Forgiveness. Not everyone can do it. But if you're part of Ash Friendly, it starts with forgiveness. You've come across my voice, you've come across the business, you come across whatever it is, just understand that forgiveness is our main part. Because not everyone in life has been able to make the best decisions possible. They may have messed up along the way. They may have hurt themselves, hurt other people, or even done some really bad, bad things in this world, no matter what your view is. You could say that X and Y are your views, and to the next person, it doesn't matter. But still, to them, it matters because that's what they hurt. It's not whether judging if they've done good things or bad things or the level of the bad things they've done, but they got caught. And they're asking forgiveness. They're asking a way to, how can I make my life better? How can I go out and become a pillar in the community? And it's really hard to. Because once you mess up, in the South especially, your life is over. You have to stay in line of being evil and being criminal. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree why that we label people, because you really don't understand their story. We can work with them. We can understand them. But I'm not going to discriminate them just because they made a mistake. That's hard for someone, for a lot of people who don't make mistakes, or make mistakes and never gotten caught. That's the key. I'm not one to throw a stone, because everything that I do in this world, I get caught for doing wrong. That's why I stay in the lines. Even yesterday, when I was just put Ashley's wheelchair on the left side of the ramp coming onto the beach, the police were called with two police officers and an undercover just to go tell me that, hey, is this your wheelchair? And I said, yes, it's my wheelchair. And they asked me, is she here? I said, she's right down there. Do you want me to go get her? I will go get her. That's how it is for me, but it's not like that for everybody. And a lot of people get a lot of with shady stuff. But you, just because you didn't caught, doesn't mean you shouldn't ask for forgiveness. Doesn't mean you should, hey, I didn't get caught, let's, you know, I'm free and clear. No, it's still on your conscience. Even if you don't have one, it's still there. Maybe as you get older, you'll have a conscience and realize all the bad things you've done and never got caught. And look at other people that caught for a simple weed or traffic violation, end up in jail for years. And then they can't get a job, they can't get a housing, they can't get friendship, they can't get anything because of weed. Or they got something else really heinous and they just have no way to forgive themselves because they were in the heat of the moment. And I'm not one to judge about the heat of the moment, because everybody gets angry and everyone says things and do things they shouldn't do. But doesn't matter. But us as society should allow them the ability of forgiveness and just to be, to work on themselves and to say, hey, I'm going to work on myself today. I'm going to focus myself today. Not going to worry about the future, but they can't have anywhere. They have nowhere to go. And the only thing that leads to is more violence and more crime. So that's when you see a repeat offender going back into jail because they've had to survive or they've had to do some shady stuff and got set up and once again got caught. But it's easier to throw a stone online than it is to say, hey, what can we do to like help people out through this? How can we get people through this awful situation that they put themselves into or they did themselves physically or mentally. It's piece by offering them forgiveness, working with them step by step, and making sure that, hey, they have everything they need. Do they have water? Do they have shelter? Do they have a safe place? Do they have a therapist? Do they have a social worker? Like, all these major things have to go in place to increase your ability to get better. Because when they are at rock bottom and they decide that they want to quit doing heroin, or they want to quit opioids, or they want to just, you know, I've been in jail and I did a vehicular homicide. How can I get out? What can I do? I don't have any friends. I have nobody. You have Ash Friendly. And it's a process. And it's a work every single day process to start to feel better. And just doesn't happen overnight. And so when you look at people that are part of Ash Friendly, and you may know them, or you may know what they do, and you just like, oh, that person's this, that person's that, call them out, then you're not part of Ash Friendly. It's not about labeling and just belittling people because you can. We're not here to throw rocks at anyone else in our community that are not with us, that don't like us, that shit on us all the time. We're not, that doesn't matter. We just like absorb it, filter it out, and get rid of that hatred into something beautiful. That's what we do. So if you are that way and want to go and bash people online or bash someone in their face or throw a rock at them or beat them up because they're this or they're that, then you're not part of us. And maybe you may never be part of us. You may never even like that. And that's okay. Ash Friendly is not for everybody. But it's for the people that who really need certain things they can't find anywhere else. Because if you take someone that has done a lot of bad things and you turn that person good, and they get the crop, they get like, they start doing good things, good deeds, and start like being respectful of themselves, that's a better pillar in the community now that has lesser chance to commit more evil. If we took all the homeless off the street, evil has a lesser chance of committing evil to random people, and you'll be able to walk down your street easily. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. And a lot of people who can't give forgiveness or ask for forgiveness because they don't forgive themselves, or because they've never been made mistakes before, and that's okay. Not everyone's like them. But for the majority of the people, like myself, who I make mistakes daily, it's important to. Because when that mind creeps back in by saying, oh my God, I was rude to somebody, it bothers me. And I say, I ask forgiveness from God, for myself, to not let that memory go when I was rude to someone or I didn't give someone enough respect. You gotta forgive yourself. And it takes a team and effort and work and grind. And so when you look at people like that, maybe you'll have a different view of them from one that someone that's made mistakes and someone that struggles. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast gave you everything you needed today and then some. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you love the world, love yourself, love the environment, and love the people around you a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.